Hi, I'm Darren Dunn, Director of Athletics at the University of Northern Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show, 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the show, live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Joining me now on our First Advantage Hotline, UNC Bears head football coach, Coach Ed McCaffrey. Coach, always love getting you on the show. Congratulations on the win. Your first win as a college head football coach. Congrats.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Were you expecting the Gatorade bath? I mean, that was kind of, that was crazy. That was intense.
No, I usually reserve that for Super Bowls. I wasn't expecting it. They got me pretty good. I was running on the field, so they must have done a good job of carrying that thing on the move.
I mean, that's a heck of a workout, right? Just carrying that thing around and lifting it up, getting all over you. I mean, what a moment, though, and what a great moment. Again, I was talking about the coaches show last night, Coach. There is just an energy surrounding this community, and you feel it at the coaches show. You feel it at those games, and I'm sure we're going to feel it this upcoming Saturday against Lamar.
Yeah, you know, we responded well after week one, and now we got a big win. We have to respond well after a win after week two. And, you know, it all happens during the week, the preparation, taking care of your body, getting ready to go. All that happens so that you can just go out, pin your ears back, and play ball on game day. But we're hoping to give our fans something to cheer about. I know that there's some wonderful fans, wonderful alumni, great student body and faculty, and there is a lot of excitement around our football program. So if you weren't thinking about it, start thinking about it. Come on out to the game and cheer on the team and have some fun.
Yeah, no question about it. Coach, what can you tell us? I know Dylan on the quarterback side got a little banged up in that first half against Houston Baptist, didn't play in the second half. What's that status look like? Is he going to be a go this weekend?
Yeah, he's cleared to play this weekend. Okay. He was a little sore after the CU game. He hadn't played in 4 years, four quarters of football. So he's a little bit sore, and then he took that really wicked illegal hit out of bounds. And he came up a little sore, and I'm like, you know what, you know, we've got a significant lead. I really trust Connor. It was getting a little chippy out there with some of the hits, and I'm like, you know, we're good to go. Let's just get you healthy for next week and take the second half off, let Connor go to town, and Connor did a great job, and the team played really well in the second. So, you know, Dylan, he doesn't have anything to prove, and there's no need to risk injury with him or any of our players on the field. There was a couple other players that kind of took out of the game at one point because, you know, we were winning and gave a lot of other guys a chance to play. And I really think as a head coach, you need depth. You really do. I mean, you need guys with experience and reps. And so one of the things I was really excited about is a lot of different players got in this game and got some real game experience.
Well, and how much of a luxury is that too, Coach, when you can say, hey, we're up big, it's getting chippy, it's getting a little nasty out there, let's take our number one QB out, and Connor Martin comes right in, throws a nice touchdown pass. That's a luxury going forward, and it's nice to see that early so you know you have that in your back pocket.
Yeah, I tell you what, I've said this before, but we have the greatest quarterback room I've ever seen in terms of just everyone's mutual respect for each other and their character and their intelligence. Our quarterback room is phenomenal. And from Dylan and Connor right on down the line, we're really talented, but also just great guys. I mean, great guys that compete against each other but root for each other. It's really a pleasure to coach those guys. And we have faith in all of them. I mean, Dylan's come in and saw what he did week one against CU in a pretty hostile environment. Connor comes in this past week and shows that, you know, we don't drop off at all. He's a player. He can make plays. The pass to Darren Delacroix was just phenomenal. He put it where only Darren could catch it. The DB tried to undercut it and missed. And then Darren went down the sideline for the big touchdown. But I've been coaching Connor for 2 years, and I've been coaching Dylan my whole life. And those are two guys I have a ton of confidence in.
We're talking to UNC Bears head football coach, Coach Ed McCaffrey. Coach, what was the biggest difference? Obviously, CU, Houston Baptist, completely different opponents. But biggest difference that you saw, because everything seemed to be clicking for you against Houston Baptist. Is that just time, getting everybody together, getting everybody on the right page going forward?
Yeah, well, I think the big difference is, you know, CU is a big FBS school with everyone on their team at 100% scholarship and in a huge stadium with a loud crowd. And you know, so it's the obvious difference. I think we had some individual battles we won against CU. I was so happy to see some of our talented players win the battles against the big FBS school down the street. But as a team, it's hard to compete offense, defense, special teams as a team against a team that's loaded with talent like CU. And we fought them tooth and nail. I was so happy at our effort and our attitude. It didn't end the way we wanted, and we left some plays on the field, right? And we know that. But we also made some plays and won some individual battles. But they're incredibly physically gifted and talented. And I think physically, player for player in all three phases, we matched up a little better against Houston Baptist. And I think that showed.
Coach, I didn't get a chance to talk to you on air after the Buffs game, but what was that like? You know, you were hired, it seems like a while ago, because we were so excited, all the news, and then obviously COVID and the spring ball situation, opting out there. What was that like to see your captains go out to the field, running out with your team, and like you said, a pretty crazy crowd there in Boulder?
Yeah, I mean, you know what? It felt like another football game. I mean, I guess I've been playing or coaching my whole life, and it was just another football game. I mean, it was one we prepared for, and we thought we were ready for, and we were. I mean, we played them even football for about 2.5 quarters, but they wore on us a little bit, and, you know, we missed a couple opportunities, and that's the difference in the game. But it just felt like another football game. Look, I guess I'm blessed to have played in 3 Super Bowls, so, you know, compared to that, it wasn't exactly the same buildup, but it was fun. I was excited for our players because they don't, I mean, at our level, we don't get a chance to play in front of those types of crowds every week. So it was really, really fun to watch. It was fun to coach. I'm never happy when the result isn't what we were hoping for, but I was proud of the young men in our program, their effort, their attitude, and I'm glad they had that experience.
I think you guys earned a lot of believers, Coach, because we've talked about the preseason rankings, the very disrespectful spread, all of that stuff going into it. I think a lot of you guys went right out at the beginning and punched the Buffs in the mouth, and this is a Buffs team, and I'm sure you saw the score. I mean, they went right up toe-to-toe against a top five. Now they're 7 in the nation in Texas A&M, so I know that's not lost on you guys. You went out, and I think you made a bunch of people believers a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, you know, offensively, I mean, relatively speaking, once you've seen them play another game, relatively speaking, I thought we moved the ball really well. We moved up and down the field, crossed the 56 times. The other 2 times we didn't, we had a penalty that really we beat ourselves. And I think that was the story of that game. Self-inflicted wounds, not scoring in the red zone, you know, a couple penalties set us back. And then defensively, we started out on fire, and then, you know, you get a penalty on a 3rd and 20, keeps the drive alive. You look back at the game, 5 or 6 plays were really we beat ourselves. Kind of cost us the game, and the score got away from us at the end, but it was a pretty close ball game there for, again, 2.5 quarters, and without a couple of mistakes on our part. I mean, I'm giving them all the credit in the world. They're incredibly talented and well-coached, but we had some self-inflicted wounds that changed that game. I felt like we started so much faster in this last game. We finished drives, and we played well on both sides of the ball. We did have that lull in the second quarter, which was concerning to me, but then we picked it right back up in the second half.
Well, and it was nice, obviously, to see you guys go up against Houston Baptist, and basically, you know, in all facets of the game, it seemed to be clicking. We talked to David Hoge yesterday. Man, he was all over the field, and it just feels like this defense, there's a nastiness about him. I mean, that defensive front against CU, you guys look really strong on the defensive side of the football.
Yeah, I thought our coordinator, Scott Darnell, called a great game. And it was even better executed. Our players worked really hard all week long. They worked, they prepared, they watched film, they studied Houston Baptist's offense. And they have some pretty good players on their offense. But they show up to the game because they're so well prepared, with their ears pinned back, ready to play. And that's when football's fun. When you're not thinking out there, you're reacting, you know what to expect, and you just go, you know, leave it on the field. And that's the type of attitude our defense has. And I love that they play well together. They're so excited for each other to make plays. And you mentioned David Hoge. I mean, he's one of the nicest young men you'll ever meet. He's done everything we've ever asked him to do, switching positions, moving back and forth. And every day he's just like, "What you tell me what I can do to help the team, coach, I'll do whatever you ask me to do." And so I was really excited for him.
Yeah, it was awesome for him to get that award to Big Sky Conference Defensive Player of the Week. Now you guys shift the focus to a Lamar team that they played one game. They lost to UTSA 54-0. You know, what stands out to you? I mean, when you have film to go over that kind of game, obviously it was rough for Lamar. What are those things that you've picked out already? I know it's Wednesday, but that really stand out about this team?
Well, I think UTSA is a hell of a football team.
Right.
Man, they got some dudes on both sides of the ball. It's tough because they absolutely dominated their week one game. I mean, they dominated, right? They looked like world beaters. And then week two, the card was flipped on them, and they got beat pretty good by a really good team, though. And so you look at both films, and you're like, okay, they're world beaters in one game. It didn't go the way they wanted in the next game. You know, what team will show up here? I'm guessing somewhere closer to week one. That's the type of team we expect to see. They're going to play well. They have talent. They have great speed. And they're really well coached by Coach Morgan. So it's going to be a tough contest for us. It's a home game. So it's in our backyard, and we want to make sure that, you know, we take care of our business. Forget the scoreboard for now. We just want to play up to our ability. You know, no self-inflicted wounds, alignment, assignment, technique, go out and play football.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. I know fans are looking forward to it. Coach, one more. I had Dylan on yesterday. I had to ask him about the Wolf thing, listening to the Wolves cry before the games. I mean, were you aware of that? And is that something that you did when you played?
No, I didn't listen to any Wolf.
I think it's awesome, man. He's into it. It's a cool thing. He says it calms him down. But, I figured, you know, some kind of music or something. He's like, you know, music just doesn't mellow me out before a game.
Yeah, I'll tell you something. So when he was a little kid, we watched a scary movie. And I said, hey, you know, this is kind of scary. Do you want to watch it? I was really, really bad parenting. Lisa wasn't at the house. And I go, hey, and it was an American Werewolf in London. Mm. And he's like, sure, I'm fine with it. But he's like 8 or 9 or something. And then, 10 minutes in, he's like, I don't want to watch this anymore. I'm like, all right, my bad. Oops, I just scarred my kids. So maybe it has something to do with that. Now, you know, he's like flipping the page, facing his fears or something. I don't know.
I love it.
Yeah, we live in Colorado, so we hear coyotes all the time. That's kind of like a wolf.
I had to give him crap about it. I think it's cool. But there it is. I think you're exactly right. I think it started when he was 8 with that movie. That's probably where this whole thing stemmed from.
Yeah, my fault. I apologize.
Coach, we appreciate you, man. It's an exciting environment around this football program. And, hey, let's go start season 2-1. We'll be rooting for you Saturday.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, man. We'll talk to you soon. That's UNC football coach Ed McCaffrey. And, you know, he's got this even-keeled thing, doesn't he? And I think that the Super Bowls and all that about the Broncos, he's not a guy that really likes to talk about it a whole heck of a lot, but you can tell that that experience, winning 3 Super Bowls, 2 of those with the Broncos, certainly keeps him, you know, not necessarily, the moment's never too big. He did look calm as hell running out there. That's you. I was nervous, dude. I'm like, there's Ed McCaffrey. This is the new era starting for the Bears, and there's Ed running out with this team. And I believe him when he says it, you know. And Carl Durrell's a guy like that, too. Carl Durrell was a wide receiver coach for McCaffrey, so it makes sense. But, you know, just kind of an even-keeled guy. Cool stuff there. All right, 12:46 the time. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, let's wrap up hour number one. We will switch gears. We are going to talk about the Colorado Buffaloes. Mark Johnson, get his thoughts on all things CU Texas A&M. Now they turn the page. They look forward to taking on a tough Minnesota team. Also, Levante Chenault, what's the situation there for the Buffs? We'll talk to Mark at the top of the hour. Also, Jesse Kurtz, all things Mountain West. We'll get to all that and more on today's edition of The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
Catch The Ellison Hubbard Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Mondays at 1 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.